Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 26 on September 8th, 2018, and I'm your host, Eric. In this week's episode, we will cover the trades from last week on Petro Brazil, the Hartford Financial Services Group, and Cisco Systems. And we discuss three new trades on Marathon Oil, the iShares China Large Cap ETF, and Freeport-McMoRan. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades I mentioned on this show, or even have some questions about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need in order to be able to follow me in the show. You can find those at the website, theweeklyoption.com, under the videos tab, or you can visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this past week, the market finished slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Index fell 48 points to end the week at 25,916 points. The S&P 500 Index fell roughly 30 points, finishing up at 2,871 points. So this week, there are 41 publicly traded companies here in the U.S. that will announce earnings. Of those, I look forward to hearing the results of Adobe Systems, the maker of lots of creative software, and Kroger, the grocery giant. Both of them announced on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll hear from Dave & Buster's, the entertainment and gaming venue. Now, with all of that, I believe we will dive right into the trades from last week. No point making haste. So to start off, we look at the covered call. We looked at a covered call on Petro Brazil, the national oil company for the country of Brazil. When we looked at them, the stock was trading for $10.87. We looked at selling the September 11 call and collecting 50 cents for a total return of about 5.8% in roughly 3 weeks, since this is a September trade. Now, Petrobras stock finished the week at $11.04, or 17 cents higher than where we looked at it last week. So if stock stays here, our call, which we sold, will expire in the money, and we will lock in both we get to keep the premium we sold the call for, and we'll make the difference between 1087 and the $11 strike. So ultimately, that'll lead to a 5.8% return. We just need prices to hang right around here or go even higher over the next 2 weeks. So this trade is working. Definitely stay the course. Our next trade is the credit spread that we looked at on the Hartford Financial Services Group, symbol HIG, Harry Isaac George. Stock was trading for $50.37. We looked at selling the September 50.5-51 call spread and collecting 18 cents. Now, the Hartford Group stock ended the week at $49.59 per share, are roughly 78 cents lower than it was last week. That means that the call spread that we sold is even further out of the money. This is exactly what we wanted the stock to do. So if stock finishes below $50.50, we get to keep the full 18 cents of premium that we collected for selling the spread. So this trade expires in 2 weeks. It's working. Stay in and just keep an eye on it. And then our final spread last week was the debit spread on Cisco Systems. So the stock finished the week last week at $47.77 is where it started, actually, when we got into the trade. We were looking at buying the September 47.5 call spread for 36 cents, which leads to a maximum gain of 14 cents, or roughly 38% in 3 weeks. Well, Cisco stock finished the week 75 cents lower, which hurts our call spread. You know, we own this call spread, and it's going to go lower with the stock moving down. So the spread right now is trading for roughly 22 cents. meaning a 14 cent loss on the debit spread overall. Now, here's the challenge for me. We always on the show say that if the stock price goes below our break-even point, then we definitely exit the trade in order to keep from losing money on it. At this point, we are lower, so I should exit. But when I look at the Cisco System stock, I actually feel slightly positive on it. I think that the stock could actually push a little higher over the next couple weeks. Again, this is the September trade, so staying in is rather risky because I won't have any other options as far as using puts or other call options to offset any losses. So I'm looking at this and sort of choosing to take the riskier route, which is to stay in the trade. But that might not be your risk dynamic, and you might need to exit this trade if you looked at getting into it. And that's pretty much it. We had two winners, one loss for the week. And now I'm going to go ahead and dive into this upcoming week's trade ideas. Of course, we have the covered call we always start with, and then the credit spread, which is the spread that we sell, hence the name credit. We receive money when we sell it, and then the debit spread, which is where we pay money out to buy a spread. We always look at selling and out of the money spread and then buying and in the money spread. So we'll start with the covered call. We're going back to Marathon Oil. Now, probably 10 weeks or so ago, we looked at Marathon Oil for a covered call. It didn't treat us so nicely. I'm expecting it to do a bit better this time. Marathon Oil, symbol MRO, Mary Richard Oscar, is trading for $20.52 right now. I'm looking at selling the October 21 call for 84 cents. So again, two things to point out. This is an October trade. So we're looking at selling this call and collecting 84 cents. And given the increase in the stock value and the money that I'll collect from selling this call, that leads to a 6.43% return in 6 weeks. So this is the first of our October trades. Next week, almost all of the trades, probably all of the trades, the new trades at least, will be based in October. October expiration is 6 weeks from now, October the 19th. So something to mark on your calendar. So next, we're going to look at the credit spread. And for both the credit and the debit spread, I'm looking at a couple of September trades. So those are a little riskier because of the shortened time that's left for these trades to actually work. So the credit spread we're looking at is the iShares China Large Cap ETF, symbol FXI, Frank X-Ray Isaac. It's trading for $40.91. I'm looking at selling the September 41.5/42 call spread and collecting 15 cents. So I enter the trade by selling the September 41.5 call for 50 cents and then paying 35 cents for the September 42 call. So a maximum loss here is 35 cents, and this is a two-week trade. So definitely keep an eye on it if you decide to follow suit. Of course, always make trades that are correct for your own risk parameters. I'm okay with this little bit of a riskier trade, but that might not work for your portfolio. And then the final trade of the week is going to be a debit spread. We're looking at buying a spread on Freeport MacMoran. The stock ended the week at $13.18, and I'd like to buy the September 13.5/13 put spread, paying 28 cents for a 50 cent spread. So we have a goal of earning 22 cents on this. So 22 cent return on 28 cents investment, that's a 78.5% return that's possible in 2 weeks. You would enter this trade by paying 58 cents for the 13.5 put and selling the 13 put for 30 cents. And just as I mentioned last week, and I probably should have harped on a little more earlier at the beginning of this podcast, is the fact that when you place a spread trade, make sure you place them both as a spread trade so that you don't get executed on one side or filled on one side of the trade and not the other. So that obviously will change your entire risk metrics. So that's it for this week's show. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Thank you so much for listening. I enjoy making them. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, eric@theweeklyoption.com. I also have a small group that I'm putting together really to teach options from the ground up. If you guys are interested in learning more about that, I can send you a video that I'm sharing with one of my Facebook groups for the beta group. So it's sort of the trial group for this full-on class. We're going to fully learn about options without the Greeks. We're going to start off with one option and then look at options plus dot, and then look at spreads with two options like I do on the show. We'll get into three options, four option spreads, and we'll also take some time to look at time spreads, which I don't cover on this show. And we'll also have a little bit of, some discussion around technical analysis and whatnot. So it's going to be a bargain for the first people, this beta group, and then I'll go ahead and offer it at full price here later in the probably next month. So that's it. If you have an interest, I'll share the video with you. Just email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com. Otherwise, have a phenomenal week and happy trading. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.